A faithful man will abound with blessings. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. A good man obtains favor from the Lord. A good man, out of the good treasure of his heart, brings forth good things. All my bones shall say, Lord, who is like you, delivering the poor from him who is too strong for him? Yes, the poor and the needy from him who plunders him. All that the Father gives me will come to me, and the one that comes to me, I will by no means cast out. A man shall eat well by the fruit of his mouth. A man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of his mouth, and from the produce of his lips he shall be filled. A man's wisdom makes his face shine, and the sternness of his face is changed. A man will be satisfied with good by the fruit of his mouth, and the recompense of a man's hands will be rendered to him. Among the upright there is favor. And all these blessings shall come upon you and overtake you, because you obey the voice of the Lord your God. In all things, whatever you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of his Son into your hearts, crying out, Abba, Father. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you, always having all sufficiency in all things, may have an abundance for every good work. Let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. And my God shall supply all your need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. And shall God not avenge his own elect, who cry out day and night to him, though he bears long with them? I tell you that he will avenge them speedily. And the daughter of Tyre will be there with a gift. The rich among the people will seek your favor. And the Lord will deliver me from every evil work and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail. You shall be above only and not beneath, if you heed the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and are careful to observe them. The Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt.